What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 6 of Stevie Grant's Herbal Podcast. Took a little bit of a break off just to celebrate the 4th. I hope you all had a great 4th of July. I know I did. It's getting kind of hot here, but that's summertime. What do you expect? Happy birthday to Beck and Kevin Bacon. And so, let's go ahead and... Yeah, it's just flat out chaos in the background. Can y'all hear that? I got two dogs wrestling. I got a cat attacking a box. Oh my goodness. It's just, in the immortal words of Mean Gene Okerlund, pandemonium is running loose. Oh my goodness. Anyway, today I have, and there is a, wow. So, I don't know what it is. I think they recognize the microphone now, because as soon as I mentioned something, the third dog decided to hop into the mix there and get into the wrestling match, and then the other cat decided to hop up and play on the table where I'm recording this. It's pandemonium. Anyway. Let's try this again. Normally at this point, I would just go ahead and scrap everything and redo it. But hey, sometimes you just got to go with it. And that's what I'm going to do today. Go with it. So I got a new juice to try. It is X12. Got this from the folks at Kali Wellness. Good looking out, and this is done by the Green is the New Black folks. They put out some really good, some quality juices. I've been impressed so far, and I just really like them. Excuse me. And X12 is kind of an interesting thing. I gather it means, it's short for experiment number 12. And one thing I kind of dig for the purpose of the review is, aside from what it is, there's nothing on the packaging, as I recall, about flavor profile or what effects it has or anything like that. So it's kind of fun to just, you know, take it and experience it with a completely open mind. Now, one thing, normally, if you have been listening to the podcast, you'd know that I normally introduce a juice, kind of give a first impression of it, or introduce a product, really, whether it's a dry herb or juice. But anyway, I normally introduce it, then give it a shot, and then wait for things to take effect, and then give the rundown. This time, I just kind of gave myself a couple days. I had the juice with me, and I let it walk around. I gave it some walking around money and some new shoes, and it was with me. And so now I'm coming back with my review of it. Reactions first, the taste. It's very hempy. They don't put any additional flavoring in here, and that's one thing I kind of like. It has a very earthy taste, a very hempy taste. The feelings. Hey, instant relaxation and a bit of drowsiness. It's great for pain relief too. I've been having some aches and pains, just like my mom used to say to my brother and me. One of them's going to get serious, and then they aren't playing anymore. I'm going to pause it and try to quiet them down just a bit, because good night, Irene. It's a madhouse. It is a madhouse. I'm back. Hopefully that helps some. Anyway, right off the bat, instant relaxation. This is great for pain relief. I've had some muscle soreness recently, and it's been great for that. So, one of the things I suggest CBD to people, on a regular basis is, pain relief, and it definitely has that. Now, I like to ask myself and then talk about whether it is a chiller or a doer. And this is without a doubt definitely a chiller. Like I said before, the drowsiness kind of comes right off the bat. Now, are you going to be impaired or, unable to function? No. But this is definitely one to just sit back and chill. Like I said, it's great for naps, but I wouldn't run a marathon with it. Partially because the biggest reason I run is when something bigger than me is chasing me, but that's all beside the point. All right, now, as far as musical pairings go, I went ahead and went for Blood Buzz Ohio by The National, because it has that kind of feel, kind of a deep, dark, but not negative, not like gloomy dark, but kind of a darker feel, warmer feel. It's a very heavy juice, and so I went with Blood Buzz Ohio. Now, the big question, and this is the first time in Stevie Grin's history that I am doing this. I'm giving two scores. Now, if X12 were a milkshake, how many boys would it bring to the yard? Now, like I said, I have two scores here, because if you were taking this during the day, you would get a solid 6 boys to the yard. 6 out of 10, it gets the job done. Is it ideal? No, but it'll do the job. It'll be a passing score. Now, score number 2, for nighttime, this gets 9 boys. It would bring 9 boys to the yard for nighttime, because it is very heavy, very drowsy, very relaxing. It's just not great for, and when I say not great, it doesn't mean it's impossible, but, it's not ideal for up and out and doing all the things. It's more ideal for chilling, maybe right before bed. If you have some trouble with insomnia, X12 is definitely something I would suggest to folks. So, 6 boys to the yard during the day, 9 for nighttime. Or if you want to nap during the day, it'd be more boys to the yard for a day if you're looking for a nap. But 6 during the day, 9 for night. Boom. There it is. All right. Now, my next episode here is, it's going to be Gummy Bears from Kali Wellness. I'm really looking forward to that. It should be a good one. I've heard some very good things about that, especially in terms of insomnia relief for those. So I'm looking forward to that, seeing how that feels and how they taste and all that fun stuff. All right, so anyway, want y'all to be safe out there. I want y'all to have fun. Hey, it's hot and it's getting hotter, so stay hydrated. Do all that fun stuff. Excuse me. Allergy season is in full swing here at the Casa de Grin. Anyway, do all the stuff they say on the news to do when it's hot, because it is hot. It's one of those days where you just walk outside and it slaps you in the face and reminds you that it's hot and it's summertime. Anyway, Be safe, have fun. And this time I did just genuinely, sometimes I kind of play with the equation a bit. This time I really did do just a random quote for the day. I just went online, got a random quote of the day, which is also how I found out that today is Beck's birthday, and it's also Kevin Bacon's birthday. It's just, I figured, hey, I like both those guys. I mean, Beck taught me to be proud that I'm a loser. Kevin Bacon taught me how to dance in a small town under a repressive Protestant regime. You know, sometimes you just got to do it. Sometimes you got to cut foot loose. That's just the way it is. I mean, I think that was my senior quote in high school, is everybody cut, everybody cut, everybody cut foot loose. I'm lying. But man, had I thought about it back then? Definitely. But anyway, I just went for a random quote. Went online, did random quote for the day of July 8th. And here we go. Sports do not build character. They reveal it. And that is by Haywood Brown. Very, very good quote, especially if you do find yourself competing. And it's the more you think about it, the more it's like, hey, yeah, I like it. Anyway, that's all I got to say for this time. Have fun. And as always, be safe. Be responsible. Don't be a kook. And Stevie out.